You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. Tell me about Brazil, the weather there. They generally have a dry season. Then they begin to get rainfall, though that didn't happen this year as early as it has normally. What's happening there?
Well, you're absolutely right. Brazil has a fairly unique climate and one that we do not have anywhere in the United States, where the interior areas where much of their corn and soybean crops are grown has a very dry season during the winter. Remember, their winter is in June, July, and August. During that entire period, they only receive around 1 to maybe 1.5 inches of rain, so that's pretty dry. You go forward into the middle of their summer, which again would be December, January, and February, and they're getting somewhere around 10 inches of rain per month. So think about that. They're averaging around 0.5 inch of rain per month in the winter, and then in the summer they're averaging 10 inches. That's a huge difference. And during the transitional period, which is the spring and the summer, we move from one phase into the other. So we either go from the dry season into the rainy season, or we go from the rainy season back into the dry season. Right now, we should be moving into the rainy season. And although we have seen some thunderstorms develop from time to time, most areas have not seen very much in the way of rainfall over the last 2 to 4 weeks. Typically, right about now, we would start to see some pretty heavy rainfall. But looking at the weather maps that we have in place, that's not going to be the case for a little while. There's a large upper-level high centered on interior Brazil, and we can see that it's not going to move very much for at least 10 days and possibly up to 14 days. That would take us all the way until the end of October. Now, one of the other differences between the weather there and here is how farmers react to it. In the United States, it really doesn't matter how wet or dry the winter's been. You'll figure out a way to get the crop into the ground. It's a little bit different in Brazil. Since it's basically bone dry during the winter, you need to have some rain in the beginning of the season to get planting started. If you don't, your seed will just sit there and it won't do anything. It needs moisture. They have a very sandy type of soil that's unique to them as compared to us. And the reason all this is important right now is because with not too much in the way of rain coming up, it'll be very difficult to get a great start to the planting season and a great start to emergence. So we need to see some more thunderstorms. Now, all of this being said, we should note that it will start to rain there at some point. This is a monsoonal type climate that they move into. They don't see long-term droughts as frequently as we would see in the U.S. or as in most areas of the world. So it's not a matter of if it's going to rain, it's a matter of when. And that would then become a factor later on in the year. Much of these areas plant two different crops, an early crop and a late crop. If the early crop, which is being planted now or will be planted shortly, gets planted way too late, then the second crop would start to have some problems because that crop would not get enough rain at the end of its growing season. So the point is they will get this crop planted, but it's a matter of timing, and we can say with some confidence that it'll more than likely end up behind normal for the next couple of weeks.
This is a pattern that's similar to what happened last year. Did we learn anything about how the crops progressed through the season in Brazil from last year?
I would say we did learn a couple of things. Number one is that the crop will get planted even if it's dry. And the reason is because you can extend far into December your planting season. Keep in mind, they need rain to start planting, and eventually it will rain. But I think one of the things that people may overlook is that one of the reasons there was a large corn crop in particular last year is because the rainy season not only started later, but it ended much later than normal as well. The rainy season lasted well into April and May, and that's unusual. If we were to have an early start to the dry season, say in March, and you combine that with a late start to the rainy season, that would be kind of the 1-2 punch you would need to then see some production declines out of Brazil. We did not see that last year because, again, even though we started out the rainy season a bit late, the rainy season also ended late. This year, it's hard to say what will happen. We know the rainy season will start late, but will it end early and late? I mean, these are hard questions to answer and really won't be known for at least 4 or 5 months.
Mike, thanks so much for the explanation. I really do appreciate it and appreciate the work you do for us here at willag.org.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Mike Tenores with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.